Welcome to Breakthrough with Brig, the podcast that teaches high-achieving Black women how to use thought work to break through barriers, get out of their own way, and become their best self in the most loving and sustainable way. Y'all ready? Let's dig in. Hey guys, episode 170. We are getting close to 200. What y'all got for me for the 200th episode? What should I do? I think I want to do a panel of podcast listeners and just interview you guys, like really on the podcast, what your favorite one was, all of it. Yeah. I just came up that with off my head, but yeah, I only have 30 more episodes to go. So that's going to be fun to think of. So be paying attention for that. If that is something you want to do, reply to me at brig@brigjohnson.com or support@brigjohnson.com and say, hey, I want to be on that podcast and the 200th episode one, and share a little bit about what you've gotten from what your favorite episode was and why you continue to listen. That would be fantastic. Love it. I love my brain. It just came up with that just like literally right now. But, ooh, y'all, it is springtime. I am loving. I have my garden going. I am getting up in the morning and walking and I'm back hiking and I am just loving life right now. I hope you are too. But today, we want to talk about this thing where we're in this rush or we're hustling to heal. And there's a penalty for that. And I want to introduce you to the slow principle for mindful healing. Yes. So welcome back, all my queens and kings, if you listen, to another empowering episode. Today, we're going to dive into something close to my heart. It's this idea of rushing to heal. I see my clients do this. They come on and they like, fix it now. And like this, there's this urgency to like, help me get through this right now. And I'm always like, what are you in a rush for, right? The rushed healing has a penalty. And while slowing down is key, the topic is profound and it resonates so much with many of us, especially those of us who are high achieving Black women who often carry the cultural burden of needing to be right, to be strong and healed and sped up on a timeline. We've all heard that phrase, I ain't got time for that. Well, hopefully, after listening to this, you will make time, queens. In this podcast, I'll introduce you to four problems with rushing your healing and explain my slow principle for mindful healing. Now, before we go any further, because I know my clients are already going, she used the word heal. So let me address it right now. Yes, I did. But I want to lay down a truth bomb that I believe deep down in my soul. There ain't nothing broken about you. So for us to say we need healing means that there's something wrong with us or broken with us right now. And right now, in this space where you are in your current situation, you're not broken. There's nothing wrong with where you are. That's right. You heard me. In a world that constantly tells Black women we need to be fixed, we need to hurry up and get over things, I'm here to call bullshit on it. You are whole, queen. In the state that you are in right now, anxious, afraid, guilty, shame, whatever the state you are in, you are whole in that state. You are complete. You are valuable exactly as you are. Some of y'all, I want you to stop the podcast right now, rewind for about 30 seconds and re-listen to that. Because some of us need to hear that a couple of times. This moment, where you find yourself, it's exactly where you were meant to be. It's normal, it's human, and it's filled with strength if you can allow yourself to hold space for you in this moment. There is strength. We often get caught in this hustle to heal, to improve, driven by a narrative that something's wrong with us that needs correcting. But let's flip that switch. It's not about healing because you're not broken. It's about growing, evolving, and embracing fullness of who you are. It's about recognizing that every experience, every challenge, every so-called flaw is actually a part of your journey. It's what makes you, you, queen. And we need to reconsider the approach to healing and personal growth, using the very hustle that propelled us in our careers and personal endeavors might not serve us in the realm of personal development and self-care. I want to invite you and me to explore a more gentle, I know that word, reflective path with the slow principle. So in today's podcast, we're not talking about rushing to fix ourselves. Nah, we're introducing the slow principle, the mindful approach to embracing where you are, understanding our worth and moving through life's ups and downs with grace and wisdom. This principle isn't about fixing. It's about fostering. I'm gonna say that again. It's not about fixing. It's about fostering growth, resilience, and self-love. It's about choosing you in whatever state you're in. And when you do that, there's no rush. There's no hustle to heal. So let's dive in and discover how slowing down, y'all like how I did that? How slowing down can actually be our greatest strength and guide in this beautiful journey called life. Because my queens, there's absolutely nothing wrong with us. We're just learning to navigate this world in our own powerful way. So let's dive into why this rush to fix ourselves can be detrimental and explore a more compassionate approach. So first, we're going to talk about the cultural burden of perfection. I keep saying it, but the reason why I keep saying it is because I think we understand 400 years plus, let's say 400 plus years of being oppressed and what that did to our DNA. Like for us, safety is dotting every I, crossing every T, showing up right. Because if not, our asses got beat, rejected, or like set aside or something, right? There's a pervasive cultural narrative that values quick fixes and instant results, which infiltrates our approach to personal healing. Yes, there's that. Microwave healing, right? Fix me. I literally had one client. I think she lasted with me 2 or 3 times. That was it. I was talking compassion and she wasn't having it. Wasn't having it all. It was fix me and fix me now. This narrative is further compounded for Black women by societal pressures and stereotypes that demand resilience and strength in all cultural circumstances. I'm going to say that again. I want you to understand this. This narrative is further compounded for Black women by societal pressures and stereotypes that demand resilience and strength in all circumstances. Listen, you don't have to be strong to be strong. Please get that. You don't have to be strong to be strong. In fact, I would rather you be flexible to be strong, that you will understand that there are waves, like, you know, those little things like they show outside of a main event, or there's a business that is doing something and they have those wiggly things that look like a tall stick figure. Like it just flows in the wind. It just goes from side to side. That's, yes, I'm struggling with that. Yes, I said that wrong. Yes. Like I have imposter syndrome. Yes, I still have not gotten over what happened to me when I was 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. I'm still not over my heartbreak. Whatever it is, I still go to work doubting myself. I still don't trust myself. I still have imposter syndrome. All of that. All of it, queens. The expectation to be right or perfect all the time creates an additional layer of stress, making the healing process, hear this, feel like yet another area where we must excel quickly. And it's another to-do on a list that is enormous. On top of everything else, I got to fix this too, right? No. Number two, the myth of I should be over this by now. Okay. Did y'all hear that word? Myth? The myth of I should be over this by now. This phrase is a trap. It's a trap. Don't buy it. Like when you see your brain offering you that, just say to yourself, it's a trap. If we go in there, if we go in there, there ain't nothing but a lot of misery on the other side of that. I need you to be able to tell yourself that when your brain offers, I should be over this by now. I want you to immediately say, from this day forward, after listening to this podcast, that's a trap, queen. Ain't nothing but misery on the other side of that. Okay? Because it not only delays our healing, but can deepen the wounds. Because not only now I'm a problem because I got the problem, and now I'm even more of a problem to myself because I ain't over the problem. And now I'm even more of a problem because I'm spending money doing this stuff to get over the problem. So something must be wrong with me because I'm not over it yet. Do y'all see that exponentially, that's what we call resistance. I have a resistance formula. And that exponentially, like that right there, when I show my clients that, they're like, oh, that's what I'm doing. Yes, that's what you're doing. It stems from a misunderstanding of the healing process as linear rather than cyclical or layered. Or think of a spiral staircase, as one of my clients, Dr. Kimmy, described to me. Yes, I learned from my clients too. When individuals pressure themselves with this mindset, they inadvertently add stress to their recovery, which hinders our progress. So you stressing yourself out even more, queen. The rush stems from an internalized narrative of not being enough unless one is fully healed. Overlooking the fact that healing is an ongoing journey. It's a journey rather than a destination. Why? Why are we always the one that gets persecuted for not being perfect? I keep saying it. We got a president. We had a president and he running for president again. How many divorces? How many affairs? How many bankruptcies? But yet we had another president, same wife, no divorces, but yet wasn't perfect enough. But yet other cultures, white culture, can be as imperfect as whatever, but yet we have to be. I want you to see that. I really want you to see that, because when you see that, you'll understand that, oh, this is societal because they get to be imperfect. How come I cannot allow myself to be perfectly imperfect? Why is me being perfectly imperfect not acceptable to me? Right? That's a great question to ask yourself. Do a journal prompt on that. This podcast is sponsored by Brig Johnson Coaching. Hey, I have some exciting news for all of my high-achieving women out there. That's right. I get the emails and DMs from you guys saying you wish you were my target market. I understand. We need great allies too, and we need allies with well-managed minds. Well, I've listened. So this offer is for you too, because it's a one-on-one offer. So if you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, you're a woman of color or not, or an ally. If you're tired of feeling like you can't do more, I'm here to help. My one-on-one six-month coaching program is designed specifically for you. Together, we will work on strategies to help you manage your stress and help you achieve your goals. Because women quitting on their dreams is just not an option. And this is what my six-month program can do for you. Instead of time management, we will uncover why you manage your time the way you are so that you can prioritize self-care, giving you more time to do the things you love. Are you struggling with imposter syndrome? Are you anxious with a chaotic mind? I get it. We target the root causes of imposter syndrome, helping you gain the confidence and self-assurance to pursue your goals and succeed in your career and your personal life. Do you struggle with communication issues, difficulty expressing yourself effectively, or asserting your needs professionally or personally? You'll learn to cultivate a positive relationship with yourself. We'll work on the why this issue is for you, why this is happening, helping you resolve the inner conflict so that you can easily take care of the external conflict with others. When it comes to communicating your needs, you don't need another communication class on how to resolve clients' issues. Once you uncover your hidden conditioning, you will have the skills to build stronger, more productive relationships with colleagues, clients, and ultimately leading to greater success and growth in your business and personal life. Listen, if you're a high-level woman ready to cultivate more meaningful and fulfilling relationships, both with yourself and others, and you take your business and professional growth seriously and you want to take it to the next level, you and your relationship with you and your brain is your greatest asset. My coaching program is perfect for you. You don't have to continue putting others first and neglecting your own needs and desires in the process. Because remember, you are your greatest asset. Let's work together to create a life that you enjoy of connection and success. If this interests you, reach out, book a breakthrough call at brickjohnson.com/breakthrough. Again, brickjohnson.com/breakthrough. Look forward to talking to you. Number three, the danger in rushing healing. When we rush our healing, it could lead to superficial recovery, where the deeper underlying issue remains unaddressed. This is the work I do with my clients. It's not just like the thing, but like we work with the deeper underlying issue. And that may take some time because there's layers to it. And we may find it in like in highs and it's like, okay, why? And that may take time. But this can set a cycle of recurring problems when we're only rushing through it. If we think it was that person, if we think it was that thing, if we think it was the weight, if we think it was the money, no, there is a deeper underlying issue and it will recur as a problem. As the root causes are never fully resolved. The idea that I should be over this by now can lead to shame and frustration, increasing the emotional burden and potentially leading to setbacks rather than progress. And it induces another element of resistance, which adds more suffering to what we could be an already painful process. As I've said, I have a formula for this, and my clients who listen to me and who have worked with me, if you're in the Facebook group, you've seen it. It's the resistance formula. The illusion of problem-free existence. This is number four. There's a misconception here that once a specific problem is solved, life will be without challenges. As one of my mentors, Carl Lowenthal, says, and I love it, there's no exit ramp off the human experience. Like we think, oh, there's an exit ramp and then everything's going to be fine if I can solve this one thing. And when we think that, I can't believe I'm still doing this. If I can just solve this one problem, life is going to be amazing for me. No, not marriage, not money, not size, and not healing whatever the fuck you think you need to heal in order to feel better. In fact, this outlook can make the healing process feel even more urgent, as if healing would open up a clear path to tiptoeing through the tulips and a life of happily ever after. And when we think that, of course, we want to hurry, right? Like when we think like there's an exit ramp and this is it, and my life is going to be so much better once I get the man, once I get the size I want, once I get the promotion, once the business gets at this particular amount of money, right? Then whatever the healing is so that I can get the thing that I want, then life is going to be so much better. And so when we think that, of course, we want to hurry it. It makes sense, right? Who doesn't want to tiptoe through the fucking tulips? But when you realize there's only another journey on the end of this one, Queens, there's only another journey on the end of this one. You can give yourself the courage and the grace to slow down. It takes courage to slow down because it's like, it's a courageous effort to say there's nothing wrong with me and I'm going to give myself time to heal in a way that is befitting me. I'm going to be compassionate. That takes courage in a world that tells you to hurry up. Something's wrong with you. You still dealing with that. You still crying over that man. You still ain't got the weight off. Like what's wrong? Like all of it. Oh, you gained the weight again or another business has failed, right? Whatever it is, you still at that job, right? Whatever it is, life is a series of challenges and growth opportunities. Healing one aspect doesn't exempt anyone from future struggles. Rather, hear me out, Queens. It equips us with better tools and resilience for whatever comes next, because something else is coming. So with that in mind, I want to introduce the slow principle for mindful healing. Y'all know what I think about healing though, okay? It's a refresh take on slow, reimagining as a guided principle for holistic, compassionate healing. S in the slow principle is self-compassion. You knew that one, right? Like you could have guessed that one, right? Self-compassion. Cultivate gentle, forgiving attitude towards yourself, recognizing that healing is a personal journey that doesn't adhere to a fixed timeline. Encourage yourself to extend some kindness and understanding to yourself as you would a beloved friend facing similar challenge. This right here, believe it or not, is where a lot of my clients, a lot of my work that I do is on self-compassion. We have been taught to beat ourselves up that we don't even understand when we are beating ourselves up. That's how innate it is. And sometimes all I have to do is show the mirror, shine the light, look what you're doing. And they're like, oh, I can't believe it, right? L in slow. Listen and tend to your body's emotions. We have sensations. We have emotions. They are not to be ignored. They are to be listened to. This emphasizes the importance of attuning to your own physical and emotional signals, acknowledging that healing encompasses the whole self, and learning to listen deeply to one's bodies and emotions is crucial for understanding and addressing underlying needs. I teach my clients not only how to do this, how to slow this process down, how to really tend to themselves. This is something, this is a skill like anything else that needs to be learned if it was never taught to you. If it wasn't demonstrated to you when you were younger, there's a void there and we get to fill that gap with me demonstrating it to you or you demonstrating it to yourself and you doing this work. It's your opportunity to see, hear, and understand yourself. So many of us, if we were to design our perfect lover, like our significant other, like we wiping, you know, I'm 60, so I always say we wiping each other's ass. Like we're literally wiping each other's ass, right? My next one. And would you want a patient lover? Or would you want one that's like, you ain't over that, you ain't done that, you ain't like, would you want a patient lover? If you want a patient lover, then can you be that for yourself? Can you? Can you like, how would I like it if my significant other was treating me this way, the way I treat myself? I would probably rebel. I would probably not do it just on circumstances. I wouldn't even look at it just on GP. Duh. Hello. See the mirror. Right? Just on GP. I ain't going to do the work. No, I don't see it. No. Okay. The O in slow is an openness to the journey, not this rigidness, like it has to look this way. I have to hit this time mark. I'm supposed to be at this level by here. Like, do you have a picture on your mind of what it's supposed to look like? Openness to the journey means I foster an attitude of openness and curiosity about my own healing process. Understanding that healing is not linear and accepting the ebb and flows of the journey can lead to greater resilience and adaptability. And that is your superpower, adaptability. And finally, the W in slow, wisdom from your experience. I want you to highlight the value of reflecting on your past experiences, and the lessons that they have taught you. Because none of this is new. You've been here before. Your brain, your body, everything is like, we need to hurry up. But when was the last time you felt this way? Use that. And this wisdom becomes a source of strength and guidance, offering you insight and perspective for current and future challenges. You've been here before, Queen. This isn't new. Remind yourself of all the hurdles you've already overcome. And if you've done it before, you will do it again. And you can reassure, because that part of you actually only thing it's saying is, are we going to get over this? Are we going to be ridiculed? Is this a problem? No, it's not a problem. We don't even need healing. We can stay right here. We're going to be okay. Are we going to grow through this? Yeah, we will get it. We will figure it out. You see, those answers, like that part of you is like, that's one of the things I teach my clients on how to relate to it, is like our brain and our body is just looking for answers. And guess who gets to give it to them? You do, using this slow principle method. And there you have it, my beautiful queens. Another episode where we've dived deep into the truths that move us, shake us, but most importantly, shape us into the incredible beings we are. Remember, the journey we're on isn't about hustling harder or faster to fix ourselves. Because let's be real, as I've said, and I will continue to say, I want every Black woman to know there ain't a goddamn thing wrong with you. There's nothing about us that needs fixing. It's about embracing our whole selves, understanding our worth, and moving through this world with a sense of peace and empowerment that only comes from knowing and loving who we are in that moment, wherever that moment is. This work, this beautiful, messy, transformative work of growing and evolving is my jam. It's what lights me up, and it's what I'm here to help you navigate. Not just as someone who talks the talk, but as someone who walks beside you, guiding you with tools and processes rooted in science, tailored for us, our experiences, our struggles, and our triumphs as Black women and marginalized identities. In today's chat on the slow principle method, if it resonated with you, if you're feeling that tug in your heart saying, yes, this is what I need, I invite you to reach out. Together, we can unpack all that you are and all that you can be with compassion, understanding, and the kind of support that truly gets you where you're coming from. I get you. And if you're looking for a little more of this magic in between episodes, head over to BriggJohnson.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter. Every week, I drop gems, guides, tips, and a whole lot of love straight into your inbox, designed to uplift, inspire, and support you on your journey. So until next time, keep embracing your incredible self, slowing down the hustle, and remember, in this community, you are seen, you are valued, and you are loved. Let's keep growing together. If this episode resonated with you, please share and write a review so that others may find this too. Take care and much love, Brigg. Did you enjoy this podcast? Well, I have a personal invitation. I want to spend time with you, coach you, talk about the issues that are affecting you. We do this in a community we call the Melanin Hour, created just for us high-achieving Black women. You can register at BriggJohnson.com/coaching. And don't forget, Deeply Rooted is where we put all this shit together. We immerse ourselves and we master this. 6 months, you, me, and a bunch of women that look like you and got a little melanin in them. That's Deeply Rooted. You can register for the wait list at BriggJohnson.com/group. Hope to see you there. Bye.